second date update.
With dating, people always like to talk about passion and soulmates, finding true love.
That'd be great.
But
right?
Sometimes you don't date for love.
That's
you date
true.
For food.
Oh.
And seriously, is there anything more romantic in this world that can bond two people together than a good burrito bowl with a kale smoothie?
Especially when you're not paying.
You kind of lost me at kale smoothie.
I dare you to come up with something hotter than kale smoothies and burrito bowls.
I mean, very fibrous.
Apparently, that's what happened with one of our listeners, Amanda, the other day. Amanda claims that she bonded with a guy over some delivery food. So,
okay.
Amanda, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. It's actually just Amanda.
Oh, just Amanda.
Oh, the first A is silent.
Oh
then?
My God, that must be really annoying your entire life.
It's okay. It's always like conversation starters. So.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, I apologize, Amanda, for that atrocious butchering of your name, but tell us about the guy that you went out with. What's his name?
His name is Richie.
Not itchy.
Yeah. you pronounce that first R?
Yeah.
Hi,
okay, she doesn't find it funny.
Okay,
okay, that's fine. I'm sure you've heard it your whole life. I get it.
I get what you guys are doing. That's funny.
Okay. Yeah, we like to have a little bit of fun before we get into the details of the date.
Yeah,
but
cut it out, Rook.
You met with Richie over delivery food. How did that happen?
Yeah, so I live in a really big apartment complex, and when you order food on one of the food apps, you go and pick it up downstairs, and then the area usually is like a little bit of a hangout, kind of becomes like a social gathering.
Oh,
kind
that
of
makes
like a
sense.
Lobby, yeah.
Yeah, because people are waiting for their food or...
Or that's just how you get into the building a lot of times.
I feel like it'd be a bunch of really hangry people down there, sure, all waiting for food, all bitter.
Just, who's that delivery for? Give it to me.
Glaring at each other.
That's okay. You met him there?
Yeah, so when I was waiting for my food, he was there, and we just kind of started having some small talk, and he asked what I ordered, and then he was bragging that he got the best tacos, and then he ended up getting Taco Bell, so I thought that was really funny.
It was Taco Bell?
Okay.
Was
still
he being
a good taco.
Was it a joke when he was saying it, or was he being legit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good sense of humor.
What do you mean? Taco Bell's delicious.
I love it.
I don't see the joke in
really
that.
It just doesn't ever make sense to me when people get Taco Bell delivery because you are literally paying three times what it would cost in the restaurant.
That is
like
true.
The whole point of Taco Bell is also that it's cheap.
Yeah.
But usually the state I'm in eating it, I can't get to Taco Bell.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good point. Was this guy sober?
Yeah, he was sober, I think.
Okay.
Weird.
Not weird. Taco Bell is delicious in all states.
All right. So what happened after that, after you met?
Well, we ran into each other a couple of other times, you know, got to know each other a little bit, and eventually he was like, instead of just meeting in the lobby, we should go get food.
Oh, yeah. That's cute. So he asked you out.
He did ask me out.
Did he take you to his favorite taco place?
That would have been a good move.
Yeah.
No, we just went to kind of like an American cuisine kind of spot that was pretty close.
It's a fancy way of saying diner.
Yeah. American cuisine. Uh-huh. It was a burger restaurant.
Yes.
And how did that go?
It was great. We hung out. You know, I really liked him. We really got to know each other. It was lovely, I thought.
Okay.
What did you guys talk about?
Like work, family. He has a cat named Joe.
Okay.
Brooke and I love cats with human names.
Seriously, dude.
And the food was good, it sounds like. I mean, it all sounds normal. Were there any issues that came up during the date?
No issues that I can really think of. I mean, we were talking a lot, so at one point the waiter came and cleared our table like before we were done, which is a big pet peeve of mine. But
so you threw a fork at him?
Yeah, no, I just kind of politely asked him that he didn't need to take our main plates because we were still eating, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did it end?
The bill came. He paid. I offered to Venmo him. He turned it down.
Good offer. I feel like you should always offer.
Yeah.
Even
totally.
If you don't mean it, Alexis.
It's just courtesy.
I do fake offer, but I'm never going to Venmo you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and then the guy says, she's like, oh, my app's not working. Yeah. Is it down for everyone?
Okay. So he covered the whole bill?
Yeah, he covered the whole bill.
Good. Okay.
I thought things were going really well, and I thought he was going to kiss me, but instead he just hugged me.
I mean, maybe he got scared.
Yeah, the first kiss is so, like, tough and scary. And
did you feel like you guys had chemistry?
Yeah, I mean, I really liked him. Uh-huh. I don't know, maybe he just didn't like me as much as I liked him.
Okay, that is a rational thing to say, my friend.
It's all about rational.
Yeah,
taking all the romance right out of this story.
I mean,
okay,
very responsible and mature thought process.
It was. It's hard to admit that sometimes.
Okay, you're right.
But it's kind of weird though because you live in the same building. You haven't seen him again since that happened, or have you run into him down at the delivery food hangout?
No, I haven't.
Huh.
Weird.
It's a pretty big building, so it's not necessarily going to run into someone all the time.
Yeah.
But I had seen him there pretty frequently before we had hung out, and now I haven't seen him at all.
And he didn't mention, like, going out of town or anything?
No.
Or the date was so bad he moved.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I'm breaking the lease. I'm out of here.
Let's hope not.
I'm kidding.
We're going to play a song, and then we're going to do the very practical thing and ask Rich for you if there is a legitimate reason why he's not calling you back.
Okay, sounds good. But also his name is Richie, not Rich.
Oh, God. Did I really screw up both names in one segment?
Yep. You're good.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Just
it's a skill.
Par for the course for me here. Here we go.
Second date update.
I'm going to quote Manda, not Amanda, but Manda without that first A, because she's our second dater today. She said, quote, I really liked him, but like maybe he didn't like me as much as I liked him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even though she said like four times in a single sentence, Professor Brooke Fox still gave her a gold star for being practical and having a well thought out explanation for her ghosting.
I thought it was some emotional intelligence right there that she displayed.
Yep. Brooke, any other clinical, pragmatic commentary you'd like to have us document on the podcast for posterity reasons?
No, but I am taking notes for later. So
I'll just keep my clipboard
next to me, and we can review at a later time.
Sounds fun for everybody.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, yes.
Why'd you even give her that opportunity to do that?
I regret it.
Yeah.
So, Manda, how are you feeling before we call Richie for you here? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but I'm interested to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, and have you been, like, nervous to run into him? Because, you know, like when so much time has passed, then it gets awkward and then.
Yeah, of course. You know, I've kind of, I guess, been rehearsing what to say if I run into him.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We all do that in our minds, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And she totally hasn't been camping out down at the bottom of the elevator. It's just like accidentally waiting to put like a key into the mailbox hole. Just like, oops, what are you doing here? That's funny.
I haven't done anything like that.
Good. Okay. That's very practical of you.
Yeah.
Let's just call Richie, though, and see what he has to say. Here we go.
Oh, you got the name right.
Ooh. Hey, look at you, Jeff. You remembered something. Oh, wait, you wrote it down.
Well, yeah, I practiced it seven times before we had it back on. So here we go. Let's see what Richie has to say.
Hello.
Hello, is this Richie?
This is he. Who's this?
This is Jeffrey with a Y at the end.
Isn't it
well, you would start with a J. I mean, those are, you would always spell it with a Y. Some people spell it with a G.
I don't know. Some people get confused on these things.
Yeah,
words and names we found are very difficult today.
Yes. So there's also two E's. There's also two F's.
Hi, Richie.
Hello, Richie.
Hi. So you're Jeffrey from?
A morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey.
Okay, so why are you guys calling me?
Very astute question there, Richie. We're calling because we're trying to dig a little bit into your dating life.
What? What are you talking about?
I think it's a good thing.
I mean, not like intrusively.
Yeah.
It was brought to us.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit intrusively, but in a nice way, because one of our listeners named Manda went out with you recently and would like to go out with you again.
Huh? She'd like to go out with me again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What gives you that idea?
She told us.
She called us.
Literally emailed the show saying, I would like to see Richie again.
It was very direct.
We read between the lines on that one a little bit, but we figured out she wants another date.
I'm just like totally confused right now. Well, I thought that we had a really good time, but I don't understand. Like, I didn't hear anything from her, so I, like, just thought she didn't like me, so I kind of moved on.
Wait, what? She tried to get a hold of you, I thought. Did she tell us that, or did she not tell us that?
I don't know if I asked that question. I was too busy trying to figure out her name.
Yeah, no, I don't know how she tried to contact me. Like, I never got a call from her or a text or anything after the date.
Wait,
Wow.
Did you text or call her, though, Richie? I mean, maybe she's one of those girls that was just doesn't want to be too forward.
No, I mean, usually a girl, at least, I mean, even though we live in the same building, she'll at least say, hey, I got home safe. It was nice tonight. You know, something just to let you know she got in safe. I mean, good, nothing?
Or even like a thank you for dinner and paying for everything? Mm-hmm. That'd
or
be a nice thing to say.
Text her and ask if she got home safe.
You guys, they live in the same building. Why is that even a question?
She walked her to the door.
I walked in the lobby to try a little harder.
I broke both my legs. I've been stuck in the elevator for a week.
It happens.
No, it does not happen.
So wait, so you liked her, she liked you, and neither of you have texted or called each other?
Guess not.
Weird.
Okay. Well,
that seems easy, then.
It does seem easy because you're in luck, Richie. Manda is actually on the other line right now wanting to tell you how much she likes you and wants to see you again. Manda?
Hey, Richie.
Could have avoided
Hey. Wow, this is so strange to me right now. I'm totally taken aback.
Well, it's kind of interesting to hear your perspective on this because I thought that you didn't like me.
Oh. I mean, that's sort of a relief and kind of funny, but wow, we wasted a lot of time, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I was expecting you to be like as good of a communicator as you kind of talked about and like how that was important, and then I was kind of confused after.
I mean, it's just funny. Like, you guys seem like you're both interested in each other, so...
It's kind of cute.
And you just didn't realize that it was going on. You were both too shy to say it.
Or stubborn.
Well, whatever it was.
From what she just said, she thinks I'm a pretty bad communicator.
Well, seems like you both are.
Well, yeah.
Like, you both liked each other, and neither one of you reached out.
That's not what you're saying, right, Manda?
I mean, kind of.
Well, you didn't communicate with him.
Well, I mean, I did. I was pretty clear that I was wanting to hear from him first, that I kind of liked the guy taking the initiative first.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I shouldn't expect so much from a cat person.
What?
A cat? Whoa. Where did that come from?
So now I'm a liar and a bad person because I like cats, right?
Uh-oh. Do not insult the cat community.
No, it just, never mind.
I don't think you can take that one back.
Yeah, I thought when you were talking to us earlier, you said he had a cute cat named Joe.
Yeah, sure, but I'm just, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't think that, Richie, I didn't think you were going to be so sensitive, so I'm sorry to bring that up.
Oh.
He's so sensitive?
Now he's sensitive?
I guess being sensitive is better than being a total jerk to the waiter. So.
Oh! What happened with the waiter?
I don't want to make a pun, but the claws are coming out.
I know, but she just said she asked him nicely.
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
Okay, so when he tried to take your plate the other night, you said in like a harsh tone, you know I'm not done, right? Like, that's as snarky as you can get.
Oh, a little backhanded.
I feel like I was pretty polite. I wasn't done, so I just let the waiter know.
But it was probably the tone of your voice.
Are we forgetting that you guys both really liked each other?
I think
like
yeah.
2 minutes ago?
I like her and all, but I'm just big on, like, manners and just etiquette. And there's a polite way to do things, and she just did not observe that.
Yeah. Are you sure you're not just being defensive right now because she called you a pathetic, overly sensitive cat person?
Hey, she didn't say pathetic.
Yeah, but...
Okay, well, I'm just reading between the lines, bro.
Stop doing that.
We all know what she meant.
No, you're adding words.
The words were there. They were just unspoken.
So you're saying that I'm not polite because I offered to pay for half of the meal.
Ooh. I mean, that's emasculating. You got to know that, right?
Emasculating.
Wait, what? What did you say about that?
That's emasculating. Like, I'm a dude on the first date. What kind of dude doesn't pay for the first date?
What?
Well,
true.
I'm sorry. In Manda's defense, you did order Taco Bell, so maybe she just didn't think you had the budget for it.
Oh, in Manda's defense, it's a polite thing to do.
Yeah, it says Moneybags Brooke over there.
No, it's nice to offer, you know? Even if you don't do it, at least you know that you have someone who is more of a partner and not someone who just wants free stuff off of you.
Or is it rude, like, assuming that he can't afford it on his own?
That's not what she was assuming at all.
This is going to come as a news flash, Brooke, but not everybody in the world agrees with you on everything.
No, that's going to hit.
Why are you being rude all of a sudden?
I don't know what I think.
Now are we fighting with each other?
Because
I liked
like
you before this call started.
What happened?
What's
going
on?
Are you a cat guy? Is that what this is? Do you
How
own
dare
a cat
you?
And I don't even know it?
How dare you disrespect cats?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having cats, Brooke.
Well, here's where the show breaks up.
I feel like we should fight now.
You know what? No. Next time you offer to buy me lunch at work, I'm going to offer to pay for half of it. How do you like that? Oh, yeah, I'm
In
sure
fact,
you
I would.
Would
love you to
Hold
pay
on.
For all
Everyone
money.
Stop.
Maybe
Everyone
for
stop.
One
Hold on.
Oh, maybe
everybody.
If you got the
Hold
meal
on.
Order right one time. Instead of getting me a burrito bowl, I don't like okay. tortillas around my burritos, Brooke. Okay. If you listen to me once okay. in a while.
I thought you didn't need the carbs, Jeffy.
Okay. Richie and Manda, are you still on the phone?
Come on. Richie, Manda, we doing this or not? We send you on a second date. We're going to pay for it, and Brooke's going to offer to pay for half.
Yeah, whether you like it or not, Richie.
What, guys, you're agreeing?
Look.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
That's All a no. Right. Okay. Well,
wow,
that didn't
that.
End like I thought I it was like going to.
You go out better. Of your way to try and help your listeners one time, and this is how you get treated.
Yeah.
Blown off when you offer to pay for their dates.
You kind of yelled at them.
I think it's emasculating. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm used to it.
All right. Well, sorry, Manda and Richie.
Yeah, that kind of got out of hand there, you know?
Okay. Yeah. That's enough from you, Manda.
That's offensive to people that don't have hands.
Now you're just offensive.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All right. We've calmed down a little bit. And you know, sometimes I'll be honest, I wonder why our listeners keep asking for our help when the calls turn out like this.
Honestly.
They keep on asking us to help them. You know what's going to happen.
True?
Even therapists have their own issues, right? That they have to work through.
Usually Good not point. In front of the clients,
well,
though.
Yeah, you know, but you true. Get paid as a therapist. We don't.
Some of us on this show get paid more than others, and it's a little bit unfair. But
no.
I'll just say.
Just trying to fix the gender pay gap, all right?
That whole thing, we'll admit, it got out of hand. But I do want everybody to know, once we got off the air, I graciously offered to give both of them restaurant gift cards, even if they didn't want to go out with each other, yeah. just for the trouble. Brooke, what did you offer them?
You guys, like, scared them away.
I offered them that first.
Oh,
no
did
way.
You?
Really?
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know why you'd want to, but if you ever want us to help you with your love life, you can yeah. always email the show.
Or if and you maybe, want us to fight each other.
You know, maybe you'll end up helping us out in the end.
Yeah. There you go.
Actually, maybe we should call another show to help with our issues.
That's good.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can always find the second date updates on our Brooke and Jeffrey YouTube. Go check it out. Subscribe. That's it.
That's the end.
That's the end.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.